This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Speak Up Effective Communication, the show on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. I'm your host, Craig O'Neill, and I want to thank you for joining me today, because in our episode today, we're going to do something a little bit different here. I'm going to be talking about a story of my life and the directions that it's taking me. It's taking me somewhere interesting, and I want to tell you how I got here, because how I got here is kind of the whole point of the story, and it's going to be a two-parter. Being a two-part story, I do feel that by the end of part two, you're going to understand why I believe that everything that I have done in this industry, every relationship I've built, every room I've stood up in and tried to communicate well, it's all been flowing towards something that I did not see coming. And you're going to understand how I'm still being shaped and edified by it. I was introduced to an organization. The organization is called OnRamp, and it started in Texas, in Dallas area. It gifts reliable vehicles to hardworking people in need who need specifically transportation to take them on their next steps to self-sufficiency. The vehicle is essentially the barrier that it would be keeping them from self-sufficiency. It's not a loan. It's not a lease. It's a gift. Pull out. Here's a vehicle. And then you also get a free year of maintenance. And we partner with ASE certified shops, and it's really cool. And the gifted vehicles, usually Hondas and Toyotas, the reliable ones that our people in our industry understand would be an actually good gift. I'm working on this to pilot this program that began again in Dallas, but this will be in Grand Rapids where I am. And I want to tell you the story of how it came to be, because I didn't go looking for this. It found me, or more accurate, it was assembled around me piece by piece before I even knew what it was. And that's what confluence means. We'll go into that full definition of that. That is the word of the day for our episode today. That is confluence. And we'll define that word for you after we hear a brief word from our sponsors who make this show possible. AutoFlow is your partner in technology. With AutoFlow, enhance your client interactions in a single thread before, during, and after the visit. To see how AutoFlow makes it simple, visit AutoFlow.com. Your trusted companion, ShopDog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call ShopDog Marketing today or visit ShopDogMarketing.com. Cover your communication need and revolutionize your auto repair business with AI-driven call analytics from Inbound. Explore more at callinbound.com. Want a more profitable shop? Start with your service advisor. They are the face of your business, the voice on the phone, and the key to every approved repair. ServiceAdvisorTraining.com is dedicated to giving them the tools and training they deserve. Okay, we are back, and our word of the day today is confluence. And if you've ever looked back at a season in your life and you thought, like, how did that all connect? You already know the feeling at the root of the word here, because confluence is a flowing together of two or more streams, the point where separate things meet and move as one. And that is absolutely what we're talking about today. And this is going to start with a couple different elements of a story here as well. But look, I've been in the automotive industry for about 20 years. And in that time, I've been really blessed with a very dear network, automotive service professionals, educators, trainers, shop owners. I've talked a lot about them throughout several episodes this podcast. And that culminated with my boss recommending to join Toastmasters. Now I have Grand Rapids Toastmasters Club 404. Some very dear friends and professionals from my hometown have emerged into really important connections in my life. And I've been doing that for almost 7 years now. And I've developed relationships, of course, across faith communities, my local church, industry circles, across communication spaces and leadership spaces as well. None of all of that was built with this in mind. And yet at the beginning of this year, when I was working with the idea of piloting OnRamp here in Grand Rapids, and this started to take shape, I looked around and I realized, like, every single piece that would be necessary to make this successful here is right there in front of me. And Look, it began with my boss, Chris Cloutier. He's been a tremendous influence in my life. I mentioned this several times on here, and I want to make sure that it's recognized as very sincere. Like, he's the founder of Golden Rule Auto Care in Dallas, CEO of AutoFlow, the company I work for and sponsor this podcast. Found out later, as I'm going down this road to even start with Pilot, I mentioned, Chris, I was thinking about doing this. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm on the board now for that. It's like, we don't always get to talk on these things, but he is. I didn't know that, but it just fits. Working with Chris, that's how a lot of things feel. And I'm very blessed in that as well. But I didn't know that because he had referred to me people in the organization, but it was to have them on the podcast, which I will still yet do a specific podcast with some of the staff from there as we move along here. I didn't have time to bring them in on this episode tonight to just talk about this story, but I want to talk to them about their stories when I have them on here anyways. But in the conversation where I was speaking with some of the Dallas folks on this, Taylor, in that conversation, I was trying to figure out what we'll talk about on a podcast, but then I was just really interested in what they do, learning about how they do. I learned about OnRamp, that they have a pilot program all outlined so that they can take it nationwide. And yeah, if you're thinking like maybe this is something you could do in your area, yeah, you could. There's a process for this and we could probably talk. But I began to see that real confluence with my experience with cars, communication, Christ. And I felt called to work with OnRamp on the pilot from that initial conversation. And I use the word called, and people say called a lot, but sometimes we're just gradually awakened. And I'm one of those people that I realize sometimes that I think I know some things, and yet then I am convicted of like how asleep I really am to the actual situation. And this is something that happened for my family that I have to tell you about, because it was one of the first cracks in my deeper awareness. Because before I was introduced to OnRamp, my daughter got a truancy notice from her high school. And to be clear, she's a good student. And we've missed some school during peak of winter for the obvious reasons, colds and all the illnesses that go around, or trying to avoid an illness that's going around. And my wife and daughter decided to take off the spring break routine, go down to Florida with my in-laws. And there'd been some health concerns and whatnot. So, you know, when you have the opportunity to go spend time with family, you go and you do that. And so it was just kind of a no-brainer. We sent my wife and my daughter down to spend some time on the beach in Florida. It was good for them to do. But obviously, you miss some school to take those opportunities. And that's okay. We can make up schoolwork anytime. But that pushed her over the threshold for attendance, and that triggered an automatic attendance notice from the school. Now, the letter was a form letter, and I despise form letters. Being a communications guy, right? I get a form letter and I think like, oh, it feels terrible, especially when it's a truancy notice type of thing. Like, I'll be honest, it bothered me. This is the third kid that I've had now in that high school. The faculty knows us. And here comes this letter that reads like a warning, telling me they may need to submit attendance records and initiate a truancy intervention, whatever that exactly is. I don't know. But I felt like, do you think we don't care about our daughter's education? We were just at the school for conferences. I see the dean at 5K races. We've interacted on a number of occasions very positively. We're known. And this is where it really got me. The letter included a list of suggestions to help with attendance. Four bullet points. Four. Three of the four were about mass transit, bus route, bus cars, and carpools. And the fourth was about healthy routines. So my initial reaction, I have to admit, was something like, do you think we need to take the bus? There's like this flash of, I don't know, it was like embarrassment maybe, or just like, they think we need this? Why are they writing me this letter? Like, this letter was questioning whether we had the means to get our kid to school, and that's why she wasn't there. It's like, I don't have transportation problems. Strange thing to take offense to, right? But I reached out to the faculty director anyway. I said something to the extent of, hey, I'd rather you just call me if you're concerned. We'll talk. Form letters don't really land well. It seems like that's something you would do if you don't have a relationship. Great guy. He emails me back and gave me some context that filled in some pieces for me. Turns out, listen, they send 40 of these a month. 40 of these truancy notices a month. Those bullet points, remember I mentioned those, and there's three of the four are dealing in bus routes and carpools. They're there for a reason. They're calibrated for the many people receiving that letter for families in my city who actually cannot get their kids to school because they don't have a reliable vehicle. The irony of this too is my kids attend a charter high school at our local airport. It's a school literally built around the idea of flight, of going places, of careers in aerospace and aviation. And the most common barrier keeping kids from getting there is that they can't get there. So I kept that form letter. And if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm holding that up and there's those four bullet points on there. Actually, I pulled this out of my wastebasket under my desk once I had received that email from the dean, and I still keep it and I use it when I'm speaking on this topic now, because it was one of the first moments of real, for me, humbling conviction. I'd scoffed at something that is a daily reality for families a few miles away from me. And that flash of offense that I felt was really two things, I think. It's a reminder that sometimes I still have a heart of stone. And even if I think it's a heart of flesh, and I feel more ashamed than anything about my reaction initially on that now, and looking back on it, and happy to share it today, because I think that a lot of us can fall into that situation just like I did. And yet I also think that that reaction, it informs us of an inescapable shame that is real for a lot of people. And I think it's part of why the need stays invisible to most of us. Even if we sort of know that it's likely there, we understand transportation problems are a hassle. Like, the consequences are not something that most of us have faced. A lot of you out there who have faced this, probably nodding along, and you probably remember, and I've talked to some people and I've interviewed guests on this podcast that explain exactly this. Like, they are coming into our shops, folks that have real stress and transportation issues, and they don't ask for help because they feel shame in that moment and they don't want to be perceived like that or be perceived as needing. And that is something I think a lot of us can resonate with. So, very important piece of my learning and development on this. It's time for today's Suck Less Spotlight from Autoflow. Today's spotlight is on advisor eye twitches. Listen, clients like to stay informed throughout the repair process, and studies indicate clients are most satisfied receiving text updates versus phone calls. But call you they will, interrupting everything from estimating to quality conversations and your game of solitaire. That is, unless you text them first using Autoflow. With Autoflow's automated text updates, your phone only rings for the right reasons. That way, with less phone interruptions, your eye twitch will definitely suck less. For this and more things that could suck less, visit autoflow.com. Ready to boost your auto repair shop's success? ShopDog Marketing is here to help you. We put customers first using AI to create standout content that ranks. Harness the power of mobile first and voice search, and let our expert team help you sweeten your revenue with more car count. ShopDog Marketing offers a free guide on using AI to drive more repair orders. Get your guide today and watch your auto repair shop thrive. Visit ShopDogMarketing.com. Every professional auto repair shop needs a trusted communication partner. At Inbound, our established VoIP platform is backed by years of industry experience, guarantees reliable connections, and is combined with cutting-edge AI-powered analytics. We deliver actionable insights that support your business growth. With Inbound, you get more than just calls. You get a smarter, more efficient operation. Get Inbound on your team today and see how we can transform your business. Visit callinbound.com. What if you knew exactly what to say to the price shopper, the upset customer, the person who says they cannot afford it? Every day, service advisors lose customers not because of bad service, but because of the wrong words at the wrong moment. Words That Work is a free phone scripts playbook built for auto service professionals. Every script includes the reasoning behind it, so you understand not just what to say, but why it works. Grab your free copy at serviceadvisortraining.com. Then later on, it was in February, I was visiting Dallas at Chris's shop. We were in Dallas because our friends from Australia were down there, actually. And it just so happened that there was a car giveaway happening at Chris's shop in Golden Rule. And that was really kind of a neat thing to just happen to line up with that trip. It was another providential piece, I feel like. But giving away that vehicle from OnRamp at Chris's shop, it was cool. And it was a gorgeous, like 2018 Honda Odyssey, a white one. It was going to a Syrian refugee family. The guy had 6 kids and some medical issues himself. And so this vehicle was going to be a massive, massive help in his life. And I was there and I got to watch it happen and meet the people in person, the folks from OnRamp and the client receiving the vehicle. And I had understood intellectually at this point that OnRamp is a high impact ministry. I've been told about a lot of the stories. I've looked into it. I've read the mission. I've scoped some advocacy partners here in Grand Rapids even. But standing in the shop and watching someone receive that vehicle, that was really cool. What was cool about it is that I wasn't in town for that. It happened to be happening while I was in town for other reasons. It's just one of those things that it's bonkers. It's just really cool. And we'll talk more about why a Honda Odyssey in that particular case hit me differently than I expected. But that's going to be more of a part for a part two here. The thing is, and I want to point this out again, that truancy letter had landed. And then I had a conversation with OnRamp. And then I had that email with the dean. And it's like all of these things were happening in such close proximity that even the chronology of it exactly is confusing to me. But I also see it as part of the road that I'm on and being led on this too. I think these things had to hit the way they did at the right times in order to be kept fully awake to what this is and what this is doing and what we could do with it. But this is where I need to kind of keep it tight for part one, because this truancy letter that I almost threw away, we have the school at the airport, we have a boss who happens to be on the board of a ministry I'd never heard of that I now I'm trying to work on a pilot with, and we have a network built out over 20 years that turns out to be exactly the right kind of connections to launch something like this, especially with my friends at my local church. But a vehicle giveaway happening in Dallas was just a neat part of that. None of this is engineered, didn't plan any of it. It just kept on flowing. So that's the confluence. It's the point where something, separate streams seem to start moving as one. And I just don't see this as chance. I see it as providence and something that is being assembled before I knew I needed it. And I've learned that when things start flowing that way, the right response is to pay attention, follow God's lead. And I now have our initial volunteer team formed for the Grand Rapids pilot, and we just need to focus on that next steps. It's challenging. It's to lead an organization. I have no experience running a charity whatsoever at all. So I'm going to be thankful for the guidance of the people at OnRamp and friends from my church. But everyone involved as a volunteer is very busy with day-to-day jobs. They have commitments. They have their own challenges. And it is those challenges that I want to speak to next, because God is not done edifying me yet. So in part two, I'm going to tell you what's happening and happened to my cars, all of them, all at once in the same week and a half that all of this stuff is finally starting to come together. And this is between work trips, and I'm about to travel to Australia here, getting a lot of these recordings done before this trip. And it's just an extraordinarily busy time for our family. But car trouble wasn't just a feature of business, the business that I'm in on day-to-day work here with Autoflow and all I do. It's now shown up on my own driveway. But thank you for being here. And please tune in for part two on this, because it's just kind of an interesting story. And I think you're all going to be able to relate to it really well. And I think it's going to play into what I'm trying to communicate with this topic. As always, I really appreciate hearing from you. And if elements of this story reached out or is just resonating with you, please reach out to speakup@craigoneill.net, O-N-E-I-L-L.net. And remember to listen to all the shows on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. You can now get the app for free at arpn.app. And you can download that and make your own playlist. And it's a great time. And please remember, listen to all of the shows on the app. We have Carm Capriato's Remarkable Results Radio. We have Diagnosing the Aftermarket A through Z with Matt Fonslow. Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest. The Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Brian and Kim Walker. And the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton. And once again, thank you to our sponsors who make this show possible. Autoflow, Shop Dog Marketing, Inbound, and ServiceAdvisorTraining.com. We really appreciate you making this possible. Thank you for our listeners for being here. Tune in for part two. Until then, get out there, listen up, speak up, and follow sometimes when you need to.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Check the show notes for Craig's YouTube channel and email. Let him know what topics you'd like him to speak up about.